Sometimes Neil Gill for breakfast doesn't all fit in between 6 and 9 each morning.
So this is where we put the extra bits. All the bits you may have missed. Neil Gill for breakfast.
The podcast. Anytime you want on Listener.
Welcome to the Triple M Breakfast podcast. Great to have your company once again. And on this week's episode, we're going to be catching up with Tim Mordew. He is the coordinator of food care here in Orange and find out the services that they provide to the Central West. Also, Dion Jones, he's a Sydney muso. He's bringing out his band. They are an ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, cover band. Fantastic music of ELO and Jeff Lynn. And they're bringing it to the Central West soon. We'll give you the details. But firstly, time to talk about volunteering. There's a big event coming up for volunteers. And joining me online, we'll give you some of the details. It's the CEO for the Centre of Volunteering, Gemma Reigate. Now, the importance of volunteering, it's a very big part of the... Is labour force the right word that gets our state moving?
Yes, I would call it definitely. They're a workforce.
Now, how much value does it bring into New South Wales?
Every year, volunteering brings in $178 billion worth of value to our economy, just in New South Wales. So it is quite a powerful workforce and very, very something that we can't do without. So we need to celebrate volunteering.
Yeah, absolutely. And volunteers, who is a volunteer? Is it somebody that's cooking sausages for the local sports club, or is it somebody that works for one of the services clubs, the Lions or the Rotarians, etc.?
It's all of those things. It's people who volunteer to do radio programs and everything that people do willingly without financial gain. That's volunteering.
Okay. Now, the event that is happening, tell us about this.
Yes, so we've got our New South Wales State Conference coming up on the 6th of June, and we're actually holding satellite conferences where we will live stream the main event from Sydney to four regional centres, one of which is Orange. So we're inviting people to apply for scholarships to attend that event and either come to Sydney or be in Orange. We're also holding a satellite event in Tamworth, Wagga and Broken Hill. So people, it's mainly for volunteer managers, okay, or people who are supporting volunteering, and a great opportunity for them to network with each other, learn new things, share ideas and have a good day focusing on volunteering.
I've spoken to several volunteer managers in different guises, in different fields, I suppose. The one thing that is consistent is, and they want people to know about, is the impact, the positive impact that they're having on our community.
Absolutely. The extremely positive impact on our communities. We were talking off air about the Canoundra Balloon Festival last week, and volunteers were just amazing working on all of those different activities and bringing the town really to life and making sure that all of the visitors had a good time. And that's what volunteers do. And volunteer managers or people who are coordinating those volunteers make it happen. So it's worth celebrating those people.
I was fairly heavily involved in both weekends of the Balloon Festival, and that organising committee must have worked tirelessly before, which nobody really sees, but then when it's on, they don't stop. They do not stop. They are go, 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 go. There's a car park there. Oh, we've run out of this over there. Somebody help me with this there, and oh, we need to call an ambulance here. And it's just non-stop. It really is, and it looked exhausting.
I'm sure they are exhausted. Hopefully they're having a bit of a rest this week. But you're right. A lot of stuff happens behind closed doors and people don't realise what volunteering is going on until an actual event. So those kind of events, take at least a year to plan ahead and prepare for. So, yeah, volunteers are pretty amazing.
Yeah, all right. So, once again, if there are any volunteer managers listening to us and they would like to be involved in the 2024 conference, what should they do?
Go to volunteering.com.au and they can register there. They can also apply for a scholarship, and all the details are on our website.
Okay. Gemma Reigate's with us. She's the CEO of the Centre for Volunteering. Gemma, nice to chat as always. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Neil.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
The podcast.
Food Care. Do you know who they are and what they do? Well, I ran into a gentleman recently who is the Food Care Coordinator here in Orange. His name is Tim Mordew, and he's online. Thank you very much for your time, my good sir. Food Care here in Orange. Tell me about Food Care. What is Food Care?
Food Care is a organisation that has been around since 2013 in Orange. It was the vision and brainchild of a number of local services and agencies who decided that Orange needed a service to provide assistance to food and access to affordable and nutritious food. Our main goals is food relief and food rescue. So we've been around for, this is our 11th year in Orange. We're centrally located in March Street, 142 March Street. Originally, we moved there in 2020. We started out in Gramia Road in the community centre in Glenroy. We rely on the four major supermarkets in town for food that is unable to be sold by the four major supermarkets. By rescuing that food, it's still available for human consumption and fit for human consumption, rather. So we rescue that food 5 days a week and pass it on to anyone experiencing financial hardship in our community.
And that number is growing and growing at the moment now. Who are your customers?
Our customers are anyone, as I was saying, that is experiencing financial hardship, and that can be you or I. That could be anyone in facing difficult times, getting out of difficult situations.
Yeah.
Pensioners, students, anyone that's unable to put a meal on the table or have food in the cupboard or food in the fridge. Young families as well.
Indeed. Now, Food Care is staffed by volunteers largely. So who volunteers at Food Care?
Volunteers make up all of the staff at Food Care. So we have 90 volunteers, 60 that work in the shop that are guest-facing, I suppose, or facing our customers. So we have 6 to 7 volunteers in the shop, 5 days a week, 5 services, so Tuesday to Friday, which is over a 2-week period. So it's very easy to volunteer. It's a commitment of once a fortnight for 2 to 3 hours in the shop. Then we have another 30 or so plus volunteers that collect donations from the supermarkets. Monday to Friday, and we also have volunteers that sort and clean. We also have volunteers that drive our free bus every Tuesday and Thursday, where we will pick up our customers from their homes. A lot of our customers find it difficult for transport to getting around, so we have a free bus service every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll pick up our customers and bring them to the shop where they can do a shop, and then we'll drive them back to their home.
Okay. Now, if people are listening to this and think, I'd like to get involved, I'm sure many people didn't even know that this service exists here and to the extent of the service that you provide, particularly with the bus, etc. How can people get involved if they want to help out?
There's lots of ways to get involved. We wouldn't run or be able to run Food Care without our volunteers that I've just mentioned, but also our donations and donors. So if you did want to, and a lot of people are regular donors, whether that be financial or with food as well. We have a lot of regular donors within the community that are well known, who bring down food regularly, a lot of local farmers who bring food, which we pass on for free to our customers so that a lot of our customers can make healthy choices. So if you do want to get involved, you can access our website just by Googling Food Care in Orange. You can find our website and you can see a volunteer registration form, which you can fill in. You can also come down to the shop in our opening hours. We're open 10:30 a.m. Tuesday to Friday to 1 p.m.
Okay.
And then Thursday evening, 4:30 till 6 p.m. You can come down and have a chat to one of our volunteers. And there's many different ways that you can get involved to help out.
All right. And I guess if there are, I mean, you mentioned primary producers there in terms of farmers bringing product down. I don't know if there's bakers or other shops around that may be able to supply you with food. Is that always welcome?
Absolutely, yeah. There are, as I was saying, we've got contracts as a charity with the four major supermarkets where we will pick up food that's fit for human consumption. But we also receive and would love to receive food from local cafes and restaurants, farmers.
Yeah.
If you'd like to engage with us regularly and we can set up a regular pickup, that would be wonderful. We do purchase a lot of food that we pass on, and we're only able to do that because of donations. So we purchase off Martelli Orchards. We do purchase off Hillside Harvest as well. But Hillside Harvest provide donations as well with that purchase. So they give us free apples every Monday, and then we pass those on to our customers, which is great because we've got a lot of young families and young kids who were able to fill their lunch boxes for school, and that's especially important at the time.
Are you finding that the number of people needing your service is increasing as this cost of living crisis continues?
Yeah, Neil, we have increased by about 30% in the same time last year. So I'm sure everyone has found at the checkout that their dollar is going not as far as it used to be, and you're getting less for what you used to. So that is especially affecting those that are falling through the cracks, and our numbers have increased a lot. We're giving away a lot more free food. We're seeing a lot more customers coming through the door. Sadly, we wish we didn't exist, but we're glad we're there.
Yeah, I'm with Tim Mordew. He is the food care coordinator here in Orange. You'll find them on March Street, ladies and gentlemen, or you can just search foodcareorange.org.au, and that is their website. Tim, nice to chat. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having us, Neil. Thanks, listeners, and you have a great week.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. This is the podcast edition.
Now, they are coming to town on Friday, the 24th of May, the music of ELO. Now, let me refresh your memory if you can't quite remember ELO. Yeah, good song that was, wasn't it? A big, big band, and they had some big, big names in it. And the ELO show is coming to town, and joining us online, Dion Jones. Mate, how's things?
Hey, Neil, good, thanks, mate. Very good.
The music of ELO, I'll tell you what, that band, the Electric Light Orchestra, had some very, very big names in it, starting off with Mr. Jeff Lynne.
Yes, sure did. Yep. Lots of great hits. I mean, look, that's just that song you just played, just radio hits. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and, mate, I know nearly every single song of these just from growing up as a child. You know, Don't Bring Me Down, Sweet Talking Woman, Telephone Line, Rock Aria, you know, all those songs. Just hit after hit after hit.
Yep, absolutely right. You've pulled a band together of some of Sydney's finest musos. Six-piece band, and you're going to be taking on ELO's big hits?
Sure are, yep. With a violin as well. So, yeah, which gives it that realistic, you know, string feel. Yeah, so we started doing this in about 2019, and then the dreaded C word happened.
Yeah,
that's COVID, by the way, and we had a couple of gigs booked, and then it all sort of all went astray, and so then we got it back together a couple of years ago now, and it's just starting to get its stride now, and I think what people are liking with this show is that it's a bit different than, you know, you look at the, what's playing and it's the Chisel Barnes show or the In Excess, blah, blah, blah. And I think we're a bit different because no one really is doing ELO, and there's songs that everybody likes from the radio, from our genre from a few years ago,
yeah.
And everyone's getting into it. Yeah, so it's good. It's good. It's something a bit different. That's what I'm saying.
Some high vocal lines and some big harmonies there.
Yeah, mate, I got tight undies. Yeah.
All right. Now, in conjunction with the ELO music, there's also the band's going to be playing a whole lot of hits from the 70s.
Well, not a whole lot. Just towards the end, we just want to get every... What we do is we you know, it's a two... Basically, two sets of, 55 minutes. So, basically, 2 hours of music. And in the second half of the show at the end, we sort of think, well, you know... There's a lot of ELO hits, but, you know, we just want to give them something else just to sort of have a bit of a dance to at the end. So we throw in a few songs from the 70s, and I'm telling you, they love it. I mean, they love the ELO too, but they get it. Then they can start dancing around and having a real jive. So, yeah, we do three-quarters ELO, and then we just throw in some good hits from the 70s at the end.
Yeah, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is on Friday the 24th of May at the Orange Civic Theatre. You can get your tickets from Ticketek, and Dion Jones is with me. The music of ELO, Living Thing, Telephone Line, Shine a Little Love, Don't Bring Me Down. I think we might play a little Sweet Talking Woman right now.
Ooh, yeah. Good one.
Good to chat to
you. Favourite.
Good to chat to you this morning, mate, and we'll see you when you come out to town.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And that concludes this week's episode of the Triple M Breakfast Podcast. Thank you very much for your company. And, of course, you can join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 a.m. on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. And stay tuned next week for another episode of the Triple M Breakfast Podcast. Until then, bye for now.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And 6 to 9 weekdays on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M.